Blog
Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Late Night Girls. How you doing? How you doing?
Welcome back.
Oh,
you
it's
guys.
Been a while.
It's been what? 2 weeks now?
Yeah. 2 weeks since
we've
actually been live
that,
on
yeah.
air.
Right.
I miss it, though. I felt like out of place,
yeah.
You know, not being on air. I did. I felt
I know,
so strange.
I know, it felt so weird. Here we
and,
are.
But, you know.
Nice to be back.
But every time that I was not on the show, I was actually on a plane. I didn't realize that until, like, a couple of days ago. I was like, you know what? Each time I was supposed to be on the show, I was actually on the plane, and then I got off, and it would have been too late anyway. And, but, yeah, each time. So, but it's been a great, fun week. Lots of things are happening. What's been going on with you since we last spoke, Jen?
A lot. I can't remember. That's how fun, how much fun it was. I can't remember.
Sometimes that happens. Like, you have so much fun, you blank out. You're like, you know what? I can't even tell you right now. Let me think about that, and I'll get back to you. I actually do that quite often.
Okay.
I'm like, what did I do this weekend? Like, what happened? Okay.
Oh, wait, I was on a stripper pole.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
oh,
you got to
tell
us about that. You have to
don't let them pictures be floating. No. But anyway, today is Cinco de Mayo. Oh, but more importantly, folks, yesterday was my birthday, which is a holiday, like I always say. So,
yay!
You know, I'm going to post today. Yay. I am 21.
Happy birthday.
You know.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. But today is Cinco de Mayo, so it's a very festive day. Party, drinks,
absolutely.
And all that good stuff.
And on our show, it is Cinco de Tuesday. That's right. We said it. Cinco de Tuesday. We're going to have an on-air fiesta tonight. That's right. You better stay tuned because I've downloaded a couple little mariachi. Oh, wait. Am I saying that right? Mariachi. Mariachi music.
Mariachi.
Yeah. That's bad. Oh, my gosh.
But you haven't
told
us what. You did? You actually do have mariachi songs?
I do, well, at least one. And then I have another song by one of my favorite artists, Selena.
Boy.
I don't know if that counts as, like, music that, you know,
oh,
I can play on this day.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yes. So, yeah, I was like,
well,
I used to be in love with her.
Yeah, she's actually really good. I do like her a lot. I don't remember any mariachi songs from her, but I'm sure she does have, so I'm not saying she does it. The ones I've listened to haven't been that.
But yeah.
So, yeah.
She's good.
That's
she's
cool.
My girl. Let's see. What happened? A couple things that I wanted to mention was the Met Gala that happened with all the celebrities.
The fashion fiasco.
Okay. The couple pictures that I've seen floating around were one in particular was the Beyonce's dress. And I don't know. Like, they were talking about Kim Kardashian and Beyonce. I've seen both of the dresses. They were actually kind of similar.
And Jennifer
Lopez.
Did
you see the dresses?
Kim Kardashian. Yeah, Kim Kardashian, Beyonce, and Jennifer Lopez. And they grouped them together because they all had, like, these long, you know, like, gala dresses. But they were seeing
right.
Exactly,
with, like, the beading and stuff around it. So.
Yeah, so it was, like, different levels of see-through. Like, you went from, what's her name, Kim Kardashian, who it was, like, a lot of beading or whatever it was, and it was see-through, but it was still okay. And then Jennifer Lopez had, like, the whole side was completely see-through. And then Beyonce had just everything see-through, like, you know, specifically placed. beating around certain areas, which was kind of cool. But to me, I think J-Lo killed it. You seen all the dresses?
I did not see J-Lo's dress, though. I need to, you know, I need to look up J-Lo's dress. That's what I need to do.
Oh, she looked the best.
Really? Well, out of
yeah.
I don't really know. I could even choose, like, out of Kim Kardashian and Beyonce, because I was listening to Hot 97 this morning, and they were talking about it, and before I even saw it, and they were like, I'm sorry, but Beyonce killed that. It was like, you know, Kim K looked really, really
yeah.
trashy, but I'm like, she didn't look
no, none
really
of them looked
that much
anything.
Better than Beyonce. I don't know. I thought it was okay, Beyonce's look. I don't know. I just wasn't totally
yeah.
feeling it.
If anything, but. I think Beyonce was a little trashy because it was just so see-through. And Kim K's
yeah.
dress was okay, but, like, J-Lo's dress has to be the best to me because it was see-through in just the right places, just enough to still look a little classy. It was, like, a little extra see-through, but still... Well, maybe just because it's J-Lo. I don't know. I
you're like, that's my girl.
So it looks good.
You can't talk about J-Lo. Don't talk about
J-Lo. You gotta represent the Latina. No. No.
Oh, my
gosh.
Let's see. I'm actually looking this up right now because I want to make sure that I see J-Lo's dress. Okay, so, well, since we're talking about this, my girl, Janelle Monáe, I really loved her dress.
Oh,
like,
hers was hot. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, she's always keeping it classy. She really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
yeah,
it.
I like that about
and
her.
I think, like, she's, like, the best to me to be able to wear, you know, what she wears and still be respected and still be very beautiful and classy. I just love it. So hopefully she
go.
Keeps that up. Yeah, and she's very beautiful. And, yeah, I don't know what some of these other ones be doing. I just don't know.
Well, did you see Rihanna's dress or Sarah?
I did not see Rihanna's dress either. What is wrong with my, see, we're going to have some issues.
What is, did you pay your bill? Make sure you pay your bill.
Did I pay the bill? I am online, right?
Okay, just checking.
I did log into the studio, right?
I'm talking about
you
my
know,
internet actually is acting
really
up.
I want to get this checked out anyway, like my laptop, because I think, like, it's like, I don't know if it has a virus or something, but it just
wait,
doesn't
you have a Mac,
right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, isn't Mac supposed to be harder to get a virus?
Yeah, it's not impossible, but yeah, it's really hard. I never got one on mine, though. It might be
I don't know, it's
else.
Just, it could
out.
Be something else, because every time I'm trying to go to, like, sometimes when I search on the browser for, what is it, Firefox, and then it, like, it just goes somewhere else. It, like, redirects to, like, Yahoo or something.
Oh,
every
that
time.
Sounds like a virus.
Yeah, I'm like, why is it redirecting every time? And then...
Oh, you know, maybe it could also be, we're, like, totally going off subject. We could talk offline, but it could be that you somehow you changed your... homepage, when you go into Yahoo, sometimes they make you click yes, like you just click it right away and it makes it your homepage, so it'll go to that. But honestly, you should not use Safari. If anything, download Chrome. I really like Google Chrome. It really works well, but off subject.
Very much off. So, okay,
right,
so Rihanna what? I didn't hear that. You said you
liked
Rihanna's dress.
This yellow kind of furry dress and or, like, cape or something, but she wore, like, a dress, and it was, like, it had this long tail to it, like, wide, long tail, and people were making fun of her. There were, like, memes that they say she looks like Big Bird. But this... got it! No. So, so the theme for the gala was, like, Asian-inspired, like, Asian inspiration, whatever. So usually with... the Met Gala, when they have a theme every year, so you kind of got to, they kind of expect the people, the participants to, like, dress something Asian. So she kind of did. And then Jessica Sarah Parker, which is Carrie from Sex and the City.
From Sex and
the City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. she had this huge headpiece that was kind of like a fiery thing. It kind of went with the theme, well, good and great, but it was just ridiculous. I don't know, my opinion, but whatever.
I think they just all get ridiculous. This is one of their this is one of their excuses, even though they still get ridiculous at just about everything. I don't know. For some reason, yeah, my computer is being a little funky. Every time now I'm on Safari and I hit search, and it's taking forever. It's like barely even like popping up, like nothing. But I kind of got a glimpse of Rihanna's dress. Oh, here we go. Wait a minute. Here's Rihanna. I'm looking now from my phone. That is so extra. Oh, my gosh.
It's not that bad, but, yeah, it's a little too much.
But I'm saying, so like, yellow. This whole, like, train behind her.
Yeah, the big train, that's what it's called.
The train, like, maybe the dress by itself would have been fine, but this huge train, like... You can't even, you gotta like try to walk around her so you won't step on the dress. How's she even walking with that dress? Wow.
And guys, you can just like Google search Met Gala 2015 and you'll see all these beautiful and horrible dresses at the same time. You see what we're
talking
about.
I'm seeing this. Some of these actors, I don't even know their name, but oh, what? Why is she wearing that? Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I could really care less about. I don't really care too much for Beyonce's dress.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But did you see J-Lo's, though?
That's what I'm looking for right now. Wait, is this J-Lo in the black? No.
Her dress
is
a little reddish.
Reddish.
I'm sorry, J-Lo killed it. Compared to all the other ones, J-Lo did.
Wait, somebody did a drawing, like a sketch of J-Lo's dress from the sketch. Oh, there's J-Lo. Whoa.
Isn't that better than the other two?
They're showing it from the side. Hold on, I'm just seeing it from the side, though, J-Lo's dress. Come on, I want to see a front picture. Oh, she looks like a clown. Okay, I don't know who that is. But from the side, the only thing that I'm seeing, though, it looks like it's a really nice dress. You know what, like, I like, oh, this is my girl right here. And why am I forgetting her name? Russell Simmons' wife, ex. Kimora.
Oh, Kimora. Yes. Oh, I love her. Oh, we have the same birthday. Yay!
Oh, today's
her
birthday?
Audrey Hepburn. No, yesterday.
Oh.
And Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
I absolutely love Audrey Hepburn. Yeah.
I love Kimora, and I love her dress that she's wearing. I absolutely do. Yeah, matter of fact, this is the best dress besides, the twins look just, ooh. Besides girl Janae, I actually really love Kimora's dress. It's very tasteful, very nice.
It looks like something you like. It's really colorful. It's okay.
Solange, she just looks blah.
Oh, she has that abstract.
Yeah, I don't really like that. It doesn't look so
it's
great.
It's different.
maybe I'm looking at an old picture. Okay, so
I think
enough of
that.
Like,
I don't know if that was this year. Yeah, enough of that.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, so it's Cinco de Mayo, guys, and, you know, it's like a fiesta. Like, seriously, we've got to have some fun. And I want to play a really cool festive song, and that's what we're going to do. Wait, hold on. Where's the one that I just had? Oh, no. Is that one not? Okay, well, we're going to have to play the Selena one. Because I was going to play this other really festive one, but, yeah, that's still uploading. So we got Selena, Como La Flor. I remember the Selena movie when she had this song.
That's a cute song.
So we're going to play that right now, and we'll be right back. So continue to party with us.
Oh,
All right, that was my girl, Selena. Como la flor.
Beautiful.
You're listening to the Late Night Girls. It's Cinco de Tuesday. Hope you're partying with us on this festive night. Yeah, so a lot of cool things going on. I just like to say, first of all, though, I am so excited to say that I made sushi for the first time. Woohoo!
You made what?
Oh,
that's right.
My cousin Charity.
Yeah.
I will probably be practicing again this weekend. So, want some sushi?
Okay.
Come over. Yeah, I think it's really awesome. I'm gonna have that ready for a party that I'm actually hosting at my place. A little social spring mixer. On the 23rd, if you live in the area and you really want to come, I'll give you the secret location if you confirm that you're coming. So, yeah, you can inbox me for that. Yes, yes, yes. That would be nice. Yeah, lots of cool things happening. I'm so happy that it's hot outside. At least
oh,
for the past
yes,
2 days
thank
it was.
You.
Oh, thank you, God.
80.
Can't stand the cold.
80 degrees. Tomorrow's
oh, my
physical.
God. Did it really?
Yeah, it's going to be like 50.
Today,
oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Yesterday's yeah, been 80, and it's been beautiful and just amazing.
I know,
I
sit outside.
Like this.
I love it. I really do, too. I mean, I sit outside,
yeah,
actually, and I ate my salad. I was feeling good. Some people complimented me on my pocketbook. And then, yeah, because I have this really cool purse now that looks like a telephone. It actually has the handle of a phone. And then I could actually plug in my iPhone and talk with it. So these women were like, oh, my
yes,
God, look at
that. That sounds so cute.
So we started talking. Let me tell you, I love, like, when I, like, start meeting people. Especially, we started talking. And then they're like, oh, so what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. So, of course, I pull up my car, tell them about my book and all this stuff. And then the same thing happened today at the bank where I started talking to the two women there, and one of them are coming to my social at the end of this month. So she was really cool, and she's like, I'm going to buy a book from you. And she was like, we should hook up and do other stuff. And she's kind of new to the area, so it was good for her because she wanted to meet new people. So I'm like, yeah, girl, this is the place to do it.
That's how you do it, girl. Cool.
Then tonight I went to a Motives makeup party. I don't know if you've heard of Motives before, but this is my first time actually hearing of Motives before the party.
You don't know how
to do
it?
Yeah,
so
it's a makeup line and, you know, they have different, like, consultants, almost kind of like a Mary Kay-type concept. But they have some really cool makeup products, actually. And they actually did a custom blend mineral for me. Like, I haven't worn mineral makeup in a while. It's actually been a couple of years. And I had the liquid Mary Kay, but then they did a custom blend, like I said, and you can put, like, if your skin's oily or dry, they can put moisture in it or whatever, SPF 13 for the sunscreen, and then they put some other things in there, some glow and whatever. Just they, like, customize it just for your skin. And the lady is literally, like, blending all these things on this little palette for you and adding different things to your makeup and, like, getting your color right and everything. So I was like, you know what? It's so hard to find my color. So she sat there and, like, really matched my skin and then blended all the minerals together. And now I have my own custom makeup, my custom mineral powder. So, and then plus I went there without any makeup on, and my face was a little, like, my cheeks get red, and sometimes it gets a little bumpy. And I'm thinking, like, sometimes it depends on what I eat that happens. But the other times, I feel like every time, what if I put my Mary Kay makeup on, then when I take it off, I have it, and I'm like, maybe my skin's sensitive, but then I feel like I need to put the makeup back on again so I can cover up, you know, what it did to me. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. But this works perfect,
yeah,
and it's supposed to be, like, really good for my arms. So I was like, I'm going to give it a try and see how it goes. But I was
it
looking real
hurt.
Cute when I left with my makeup done with the custom blend that she did, so I was happy. Yeah. Oh, and then I wasn't even supposed to do this, but I sold books while I was there because I ended up talking to people and telling them what
I
did.
No, you're not supposed to.
Like, I wasn't there for that. Not to say that I wasn't really supposed to, but I wasn't there for that. I was going to support my friend. She owns the hair salon. Shout out to Lavina Leslie, Curly Hair Salon in North Haven. So, yeah, check her out. And she signed up to be a consultant. So she does hair in her salon, and now she'll have the Motives and Makeup available at her salon as well. So I'm like, that goes hand in hand. Hair and beauty and makeup, yeah, same thing.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. One thing I want to do.
No, you said this girl has a curly hair salon?
Yeah, yeah. She specializes in curly hair.
So interesting. I never heard of that.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, they have, well, not too many, but there's a few. And there's, like, you know, people that do, like, natural hair, but she specifically curly hair salon, all types of curly hair.
She does
like, a curly hair cut where she cuts your hair dry and, like, she shapes your curly hair for you some type of way.
You know, I heard about that, and my friend got that done, and she said it was the worst thing she ever did. Now, that's her, because everyone has different types of curly hair, but she was like, oh, it's... She was telling me about it. She was like, yeah, I got the curly hair cut, and I forgot the name of it. She gave me the name. And I said, curly hair cut? What the heck? That just sounds crazy. She's like, no, it's like, it gives you more body and the fun, and it's, like, nice in the back. I'm like, what? Whatever. And she was like, it was the worst thing she ever did. But that's, I mean, it's just that sounds so interesting.
Well, I'm always loving her hair, like, always. It's like she cuts her hair herself, too, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Why doesn't my curls come out like that? Because she has it when her hair is short. My hair was short, but I did forget. I did not let her cut my hair the last time I cut it short. And she was like, I told you you should have came to me so I could shape it up for you. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I should have. I don't know why I didn't. I think she was, like, booked, and I was just being impatient. And I'm like, all right,
yeah,
whatever. So that's what you get, folks. You're being impatient, and you don't wait for the right thing. You get stuck with some crap.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what that was. But, yeah, it was awesome. So check out Motives, too. Support my girl, Lavina. Mm-hmm. If you're in New Haven, definitely. Such a good curly hair. Yeah. Everybody there had, like, nice curly hair, too. I'm like, do you do everybody's hair here? So, yeah, it was funny. I was like, oh, I like your hair. Yeah. I like your hair. But it's like, I like your hair, but we all had curly hair, but just in different ways. So
that
was pretty neat. I know, right? Yeah, but let's see. Yeah. I'm hoping, did my other song pop up? Because I really like this mariachi music that I had uploaded.
You,
well,
story,
okay.
Some of the stories. You got it?
Yeah, but go ahead. What stories? I love hearing stories.
behind mariachi, of course, is, you know, all types of things. But one of the ways they used it back in the day is, like, if a guy was, like, you know, trying to court a woman, so he'll hire a mariachi band to sit outside her balcony and then just start singing.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? They'll serenade her.
I've seen that on
movies. Would love that.
That's the only I've never seen that in person, just in movies, yeah, how they've done that.
No, actually, that's happened. That'd be so cool.
I would love to have that happen.
I know, right?
I'm like, oh, my gosh, for me. All right,
cool
now that we've got this uploaded, we're going to definitely play this when we can. It's Cinco de Mayo. We have to. We can't not play it. We'll be right back. It's Cinco de Tuesday with the Late Night Girls. And here
Enjoy.
We go, baby. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
My, oh my, how time flies.
All right.
All right. So that was a little bit of our mariachi music for Cinco de Tuesday. Listen, yeah, we've really got to go. We're glad to be back, though, and we'll definitely be live on the air. Listen, we've got a really cool interview coming up, let's see, 2 weeks from now, actually. So stay tuned. We'll be posting more info about Manny James' music. Yes, he is awesome. Actually, he'll be here on the 26th. We'll be interviewing Manny James right here from New Haven, Connecticut. He's awesome. He's been traveling everywhere. He's got some great music that's playing right now on the radio. So stay tuned. Stay on the lookout. And we'll be posting more info with him on it in the upcoming weeks. Hope you have a wonderful one. Listen. We just want to say, if nobody ever told you they love you, we love you right here on the Late Night Girls.
We
so
definitely
more importantly, do. Yeah, God loves you more.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you for listening. Follow us and like us on Facebook if you're not already, the Late Night Girls. All right, babies, peace out.
Love ya.
And yeah, there we go. Bye-bye.
There we go. Till next week, guys.
No!